you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Thank you.
Well, good morning. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, our prayer and praise time continues today here at WCNO. We're glad to have you tuning in here this morning. You know, from time to time, we have a little announcement that we want to pass along to you. And we've got a good friend of the ministry. Many of you here in the Martin, Port St. Lucie, well, Martin, St. Lucie, Okeechobee County, may know Chaplain Ed over here at the hospice. He's been a chaplain there for quite a while now. And his wife, Bonnie, was having surgery, had a hip replacement here. And yesterday had a, well, I guess a reaction. I don't know that they were giving her some medication for pain, and they had to code her, and she's now in the last I heard yesterday evening, right as we wound up, as we were pulling out of here at 6 o'clock, or just after 6 o'clock yesterday, I got a call from friend of mine who was telling me that Bonnie was in ICU on a ventilator. Some things, many of you know Bonnie and Ed, out in Indiantown. He's been chaplain of the sheriff's department and some things over the years, and you know, volunteer chaplain. And well, Bonnie needs prayer this morning. We've been praying for a lot of folks, and we want to lift up Bonnie to the Lord today, that the Lord would minister to her and Bonnie, but also for Ed today, that God, Lord, would be with him. You know, he was here just, what was it, Wednesday?
I think it was.
He came in and spent some time with us. Well, Tuesday, he spent some time with us here, came by to see us. And so, Heavenly Father, we lift up Bonnie to you today in prayer. You know the need that she has in body. We pray, Father God, that she's recovering and that all is well. We know that there was some serious reactions to perhaps some medication. I don't know why the things happened that happened, but we understand that she's on a ventilator in the ICU, and she needs your touch. We ask, Father God, that you strengthen Ed today, that you minister to him and bring help and hope to him today as well. Father, but touch Bonnie in her body. Minister to her today. Bring healing and health to her as she recovers from surgery and recovers from this reaction to drugs. Father, Lord, we ask it today in Jesus' name. And amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And Bonnie and Ed are in our prayers today and in our hearts. Ed, good friend of mine. I love him a lot, and we want to see this behind them.
Yes, Lord.
Our time is 8 minutes after 7, and we are looking today for your call, your pledge of support to keep Christian Radio on the air. We ended yesterday having raised $110,270. Now, this morning, we need those phone lines to ring at 772-221-1100 and toll-free 1-888-221-8990. That's 1-888-221-8990. We have $730 to go to get to the next $1,000 level. Listen to this. $84,730. That's how far we are from our goal. There's a lot of folks out there that we haven't heard from with a way of renewal. Maybe we've never heard from you because you've never given to WCNO before. We hope that you'll join us as a partner in ministry this morning and call with your gift. We'll get your name and address. You tell us how much you wish to give. We're going to put a letter in the mail to you with a return envelope. And Francesco, all they have to do is put their gift in there and mail it back.
That's right. And they can do that when they can.
Mm-hmm. And you can do that. So give us a call. Make that pledge. 772-221-1100. Toll free. 1-888-221-8990. And let's get this ball rolling today for the Lord.
$730. Is there someone? Maybe you could give a one-time gift of $30, a one-time gift of $50, maybe a $100 gift. You know, a lot of people, and I said this yesterday, this seemed to help. A lot of people are waiting for a time for someone to call in with matching funds.
Yes.
Now, friends, there may not be any matching funds today at all. We don't know. But if you can call in right now and help, this is the time to do that, because you might be sitting there all day waiting for something that may never happen. And then that time would be gone, and then we're going to be sitting here Friday wondering why we didn't reach our goal.
Yes, Lord.
So we need everybody that can give to call and to give today. If you appreciate this radio ministry, if this station has blessed you, touched you with the Word of God, the music, you know, this time of the day, you're listening to, you know, Robert Cook and Ken Hagen,
Joyce Meyer, that's right,
Trevor Banks, you know, those programs, all four of those programs have been on the air with us for years, and we know that the reason they've been there for years is because they're ministering to you, they're touching you and blessing you, and they've been a big part of your morning, because you're supporting those programs to make it possible for them to continue. And this radio station needs your help to continue bringing you the programs that you listen to every morning. So if you're a big fan of Ken Hagen or Joyce Meyer or Robert Cook or Trevor Banks or whoever in the morning, well, why not show a little gift of gratitude this morning by calling and making that pledge of support at 772-221-1100 or toll-free 1-888-221-8990. That's toll-free 888-221-8990. Give us a call, make a pledge, and let's see these totals move up. If you're unable to give by phone today,
that's right,
you can go to a website
at WCNO.com, and you can make a donation or an online pledge there. And if you make a pledge, we'll just send you out a letter, and when you receive it, you can send it back to us when you can.
All right. Well, there you have it. We're going to get back to some more music. We're looking for your call here this morning to make sure that Christian Radio stays strong and on the air. Are you saved by grace?